I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to have you here today. We start with a simple question. Will Trump's wall end up shutting down the federal government? He's obviously determined to get it built.
Nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
But the people who want to migrate to the U.S. are also very determined. Also, who's going to foot the bill? Mexico says it won't, and so the burden would likely fall on U.S. taxpayers. Our first guest on the show today can't predict how far Trump will go to build the wall. He's Congressman Henry Cuellar, and he represents folks in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Cuellar is a Democrat, and he spoke with me from his district earlier today.
I wanted to fight this to make sure that we don't get a wall. You know, President Trump wants to shut down the government because he's saying that if he doesn't get his wall, we're going to have problems. I don't think it's smart for him to shut down the government. When people want to use a medieval or a 14th century solution, call the wall to a 21st century problem, they're just totally missing what the border is all about.
Are you willing to take this game of chicken to the edge? Are you willing to let the government shut down to stop the wall?
It's up to the president. He's the one that's playing chicken with us. Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and the U.S. House of Representatives. So they're going to blame my colleagues, the Republicans, and they're going to blame the president for doing this. There's a lot of good Republicans that don't want a wall, and I don't think the president should put him in that situation.
Well, it takes two to tango, doesn't it?
He's coming in at the last minute asking for this, and I think it's something that we can discuss at a later time, but not in this bill that we started working on last year before he even got into office.
So we spoke with you, Congressman, in January, and you said when it came to a border wall, you agreed with President Trump's impulse, but not a solution. So just give us your assessment. What's wrong that needs fixing?
We still have some people that are coming across, no ifs or no buts. I've always said that if we had a sensible immigration reform where people that want to come work, then they can come through a guest worker plan, and then Border Patrol can then focus on the bad people that are trying to bring in drugs or trying to traffic people into the United States.
What do your constituents tell you they want? And we should note that nearly 80% of them are Hispanic, right?
Right. You know, first of all, we got to understand that because we're against a wall doesn't mean that we don't want to have security. What we want to do is to make sure that people from Washington that just come in and maybe spend an hour or 2 hours and they think they know the border better than we do. The people that I represent want to have law enforcement, making sure that we have the cameras and sensors, the aerostats, and working with our friends of the South. But they want to have a balance between security and legitimate trade and tourism. Every day there's $1.5 billion of trade between the U.S. and Mexico. That's over $1 million of trade every single minute of the day.
Where would you actually take someone, like one of your fellow congresspeople, where would you take them on the border to show them a reality that you think is missing in this whole debate?
I would take them to, for example, my bridge in Laredo. We handle 14,000 trailers a day. Now, if you line up those trailers that pass through Laredo in 1 year, they will go around the world twice, around the world twice. So that's what I would take them. Now, Mexico sends about 20 million Mexicans into the United States as tourists every year. They go to our restaurants, they go to our hotels and spend money at our stores and spend billions of dollars every year on legitimate trade. If you look at the people that come in from Mexico as tourists, that's more than what Europe, China, all combined together, send to the U.S. I would say also that in Texas, private property rights are extremely important. And when you look at the 1,954 miles border that we have with Mexico, 67% of that property is privately owned, mainly in Texas. So people, when they talk about the walls and having big government take over lands that have been in generations for some of the families, I would take them and let them talk to those families also. So we got to be smart on how we secure the border.
Congressman Henry Cuellar, Democrat, represents the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Thank you very much for being with us again.
Hey, thank you, and good talking to you again.